Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Yeah. Broadcasting live from the Jozen Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Josie Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Josie Show. Please make welcome. Beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Boone.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. Tonight, we have a fantastic guest with us. You all know and love him. He's a multi-award-winning artist and songwriter here to share a new song with us all tonight. Please welcome my guest, Trace Thompson. Hello, Trace. How are you?
Hey, sweetheart. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thanks for the invitation. This is awesome. I hear I'm like the first live guy, right?
Yes. This year, you were the first live this year. We're kind of trying to get back into the swing of things. So hopefully it sounds all right out there in the interwebs. So we're really excited to have you here live and in person. And we're here to talk about, of course, the new music and a little bit more. We're going to delve into your life and your music. So first off, you are a fantastic music artist, but in the last couple of years, you have, you know, won some songwriting awards. Can you tell us a little bit about your strong focus on writing and its importance to you?
Ah, yes. Well, you actually had something to do with that. With the first album that I put out, I had been writing stuff, which was great, which led me down a path that I eventually got to, you know, be part of your platform and just get to know you all. But actually, it was probably 3 years ago that I got to meet Carrie and Lynn Chater at your event. That really put things into perspective and overdrive for me. You know, looking back on it now, I was out of my mind to approach them about wanting to write and learn. He had just received your inductee of the Hall of Fame as a songwriter award and just gave an amazing speech. And so he just happened to be at the same hotel as Dan and myself. And I just went up and asked him. And it turned into a couple of months. I, you know, had to write him an email. Anyway, he ended up inviting us to their home. And we sat down and wrote a song. And of course, I rewrote every song that I could possibly think of to take as a pitch the night before. And we did a great job. And honestly, they connected me in with Sharice Voltora, with the Global Songwriters, and things just kind of spiraled from there. And it just really became a passion. But it was really about what Carrie had told me about how, you know, I was with songwriting and what songwriting meant to him, and it really resonated with me, and I knew I wanted to be more, and it has landed me in some amazing rooms and get to meet some cool artists and some amazing writers that you've never heard of, but, you know, they've got number ones on the radio, and I'm just super blessed to have that opportunity and learn from them.
That is awesome. Yes, that's what it's about, is always learning. And he's Carrie is obviously the go-to guy for that. I mean, he's had so many number one hits, and how cool is it that you were able to kind of sit down and get to hear from his perspective? And that must have been one inspiring meeting for sure.
Sadly he just passed, but right. You know, they really springboarded me and put a breath of fresh air into me about my songwriting, and it's really, truly just been incredible to sit down. And in fact, I've got another write tomorrow with an artist, and I'm just super excited to do it.
It's going to be amazing. I'm excited. I'm excited to hear some new music from you. I know it's going to be great. But, you know, I have to ask, what does your songwriting process look like? I know it's different for everybody. But where do you find some of your inspiration?
The inspiration for songs, it's usually I wake up at 3 a.m. with a really cool title in my head. And I jot it down on the phone. Just trying to pay attention to different things, you know, is going on. But I will say that, you know, that they get you a title, right? And you might be able to set up a hook to that lyrically, but then challenging myself and refreshing my writer's well, as I've been told, right? Listening to all kinds of different genres, listening to the, you know, the phrasing, the melodic hooks, and trying to pull things together that just really make a song the next level, right? And that's what I needed to do for myself was really, I wanted to step up my game. I had already achieved more than I expected, right? I didn't expect anything, right? I just wanted to get some songs out originally, and then it just turned into this just amazing experience. And it was like, well, I can't just follow that up with the same stuff. So I really challenged myself, and it's really paid just dividends, and I love it.
Yes. And tell us a little bit about some co-writes that you've done, and what is that like? Do you prefer to write with someone else or by yourself? Or, I bet when you're able to write with somebody else, you get that energy off of them and you feed off of that. But, you know, tell us a little bit about co-writing, your experience with that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So, with the pandemic, right, a lot of things with Zoom, right? Zoom writes, being in the room with someone, I go down to Nashville, you know, just about every month is planned this year for other co-writes. And you can feed off the energy in the room, but I've had some amazing success with, like, Jeffrey East he's in L.A., and we'll do a Zoom write because our calendars can't seem to line up. But, right. You know, at the same time, I had Casey Timmer, who, had number one for Kelsey Ballerini and others, right? He wants to come over to my camper, right? And he wants to write. So it's a really cool experience to walk in there. And, you know, I typically, you know, do my homework. I try to show them that, you know, hey, I'm still earning my chops here. And the coolest thing about it is, you know, you're sitting down with someone that, you know, just had the number one song on the radio, and they're the most humble people. You're right, and they want they love the music, and you can just feel it. Doesn't matter if you're in person or on the interweb, as you call it, right? Over Zoom, it's a really humbling experience because not everybody in this industry is, right? Mm-hmm. And so to get with the writers, one thing, but I will tell you, every room changes, right? Every writer's a little bit different, but then you throw an artist in there, and it can change the dynamic. And that's been probably the coolest thing for me, honestly, Josie, is I've been really, really fortunate and had some really good friends that have connected over some writing, asking me to help them write. And they've taken it to the studio and they're releasing it, and it's just amazing to watch that happen. But the nice thing is that I know what it feels like to be on that stage and what it is to say, right? It doesn't matter if it's 200 people or, 4,000. That experience that I've had and going, man, this is what I'd want to say if it was me, that's been a really cool trait and experience to have.
Oh, what a great experience. Absolutely. And we have a mutual friend, love. We love this lady so much that wanted to say hey. Catherine Shipley is out there listening. She wants to say hey.
What's up, K-Ship?
Yeah.
There's the JMA family connection, right? Yes. You know, so she connected Jackson Selling and I. And when we did that, right, we collabed on the first song, and now he's got that new single out, Forgot I Was Forgetting. In fact, he just joined my band for a show last month. Because he's in, I'm not supposed to say anything, but I'm going to. But he's in the process of filming a music video.
Oh, cool. So
he came and did a live show with me and my band. I'm his backup vocalist and his rhythm guitar section. But it was a lot of fun. That boy could sing. It was really neat.
Yes, he can sing. All right. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Well, I'm excited to see that, the music video and all of that. I'm glad that y'all are collaborating. He's just incredible. But yes, yes. K-Ship, hey, we love you. I think it's really cool.
Well, and congratulations on this amazing album coming out. I get to hear some of those tracks. And,
yes.
You know, I'm really excited about it. She knows when she sends me a track.
Yeah.
Sometimes I might get a pre-listen.
Yeah.
She knows she has to send me who are the writers, and it's just so cool to see the group of writers that I'm with right now helping feed that. And so I'm super excited for what she's going to do.
Yes. Oh, it's going to be so good. And you know, you have quite a few songs recorded by other artists as well. And you know, I'm sure that's such an honor for you. You know, having artists be able to sing your material. I'm sure it never gets old.
No, it's really cool. And, you know, but they're artists as well, and they're writing. Like Jackson was a co-write.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Cunningham, she released a song, a pop song that we kind of wrote. I think it was a songwriter retreat sometime last fall.
Yeah.
And she had just amazing success picking up all these playlists and publicity.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, got some other friends that are in the studio right now. I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything. So
those are still in the works.
but it's coming real soon. It's super cool to see them put their own artist touch on it because they hear things differently than I hear as an artist, right? So I love that.
Yes. Oh, well, I love that. And I can't wait to hear the new songs that are coming. You got us on the edge of our seats. So we're going to have to look for those, everybody. So please make sure you keep a lookout. And now I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about your brand new song titled No More. Can you tell us a little bit about this one?
Yeah. I've had that title idea and spun it probably a dozen ways for a couple of years. Nothing that really sunk in. And I was meeting with a publisher in Nashville who, you know, honestly, he's just such a cool guy, Butch Baker. And he challenged me, right? He's like, you know, these things are you're progressing and so forth. And he challenged me to write one of my favorite up-tempo 90s country song in a modern form. Mm-hmm. And it's just part of my development, which I love. I love a good challenge. So,
you're like, challenge.
Yeah, I'm like, bring it. So I told him, I said, that song to me is Red Akins. He's one of my, you know, favorite songwriters. And I says, that ain't my truck. And he's like, all right, go write that. So I took that title, No More, and turned that into a modern spin. But I told him the guy has to get the girl at the end. Mm-hmm. So it was a really cool thing to write. And what was really cool for me, that's a solo write. I didn't have a co-writer on No More, but what was really neat is when people listen to it, they see the music video. They're telling me, is this what this is? Is this what you see? And it's like, I must put together a video for this. And because they're all coming the same way. The imagery, it makes me feel good to know that I'm resonating, right?
Yeah.
With the audience, and they like it. And it's got some really cool guitar licks in the back, and still kind of keeping that kind of rock and country push out there. So I love the song. I appreciate y'all spinning it.
Oh, it's a great song, and it really does speak for itself. You can really envision the music video in it, but I'm still pushing for the music video. I want to see that music video.
I've never done one. I really need to do one.
Yes, yes. But no, I mean, it's such a good song. No More is so good, and it is released everywhere. Everyone will be able to find it now everywhere that you can find music. Correct.
Absolutely. It's been really neat to. It's just a really cool experience to see these playlists picking them up. And, you know, I probably had over a dozen publicity layouts done on it, and it's just like, wow, I've never even heard of this magazine, you know, and I go and look, and it's, you know, just crazy who they're releasing. I'm like, man, they really put something out about me.
Yes, they did.
It's a neat feeling, you know, at the same time, it's like, wow, you know, when you listen to music, you can always, you know, honestly, learning to write to write better, I should say, has somewhat changed how I listen to music, right? You know, because I hear different things. My band gives me a hard time about it all the time. They're like, you're too into it right now. Like, feel it, let's go. And not that it's mechanical, but I think about how I'd want to say it.
Right.
And but no more when it came out, because that was the last song I wrote. I'm kind of letting the cat out of the bag, but there may be a few more coming your way. In fact, this may be a great year of songs coming out, some for some collabs and some solo rides. But it was the last song that I wrote before I hit studio, and like 48 hours before. And I was changing words while I was in the studio.
Wow.
So, because I wanted to sink the hook in a little tighter. That makes it fun.
Oh, so much fun. I love that. I love that you get into it. You know what I mean? That's what it's about, is just getting into your music, and I could tell, and the audience could feel it when you get into it. And no more. We do have that with us here tonight, so we're going to actually close out the show with it, a little special closeout for all y'all. We're going to play No More, so stay tuned here. But I want to talk a little bit about some performances, because you're always out playing. You really are. You do so many live shows. Do you have a couple upcoming performances that you could tell us about?
I'll be down in Nashville in April, and I'll be doing one or two rounds, rider rounds down there. So that will be a lot of fun. I'll definitely be at the Commodore on April 13th, and got a really, really fortunate to get a, 6 o'clock show there with the dinner. So that will be a lot of fun. But there's a couple other rounds, places that I'm working with. And then there's really good chance I'll be popping in on Broadway with a few of my friends, just pop-up shows down there.
Nice.
So that will be fun. And then, in May, spin it up in the summer, the outdoor shows are big. We got our normal yard party, which is, just basically outside. We set up in a parking lot, and there's a big grass area. We're playing the St. Malachi Festival up in northern Indiana. I know I'm forgetting stuff, but I've also got my normal, around the home kind of thing. Playing at Mikey's Pub and Corner Bar and a few other places that have been just super welcoming of me, and they, even when nobody knew me, and that's what makes it fun, and to watch, how hard I had to get in there, and I don't take that for granted, and get to bring other artists with me that are local to say, hey, let's give them a shot, let's let them open, let's do whatever's been really good, like Mikey Gooch come and join us, obviously Jackson came and joined recently, but we're filling those places, and that really gets to me every time. I'm getting choked up just thinking about it, because I know what it's like to just walk into a place and play to only the waitress staff or the bartender or whatever, and it's tough, right? It's hard to stay motivated when you're in those situations, and I just don't take it for granted to have those opportunities. And get to meet. Like, one of the coolest things I've done probably in the last 6 months or so was opening for a double headline show for Neil McCoy and Billy Dean.
Oh.
And talk about awesome dudes.
Yes.
And my whole band got to come and participate in that as well. It was outdoor at the state fair. I think it was the last concert of the year, but it was a great time. But wow, just solid individuals. Neil came out and watched my show.
Yeah, there's a photo of that. There's a photo of that.
My wife caught that photo, because she knows how that feels sometimes when we've opened for some really big names, which has been awesome, right? National acts. The schedule for those guys is so grueling, right? I'm not knocking them. Midland, Randy Houser, Justin Moore, their schedule is just down
all over
the minute.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't get that opportunity. And, Neil, he kind of sets his own schedule now. Truly does.
Yes.
And so for them to participate in that was really cool. And, I personally, that was probably one of the biggest highlights that I had. I mean, Neil even threw me his mic during his show.
Oh, wow.
He threw it to me, and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. I'm in the audience sitting next to my wife, and first off, he just threw a $1,000 mic. I think I caught it.
Thank goodness you caught it, yes.
Yeah, and he's trusting that I know the words.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I was able to reach back into my memory banks, but it was like a tip of the cap, and I really appreciated that.
Yeah, how awesome is that? I love an artist that's so humble and you know, so unafraid to like share the mic or share the spotlight. In this case, he shared the mic and the spotlight. He's like, here you go. But I, you know, that just shows how great of a guy Neil McCoy is. And that photo of him watching you is just like chills. It's very cool. It really, really is. And you know, that is definitely a memorable moment that you're gonna keep forever.
Absolutely.
For sure. And, you know, as we were talking about upcoming performances, I'm sure everyone's going to be able to find all of these dates that you mentioned on your website and also on your social networking sites as well, right?
Yes, 100%. My website always has all the shows and, okay. You know, and there's actually a fan club area that I'm building out there right now where you can get signed up with your mailing list, all that's working, and I'll be taking songs that I'm, you know, writing in demos and you'll be able to hear some of those. I'm trying to find a way to get some of those songs out, not just, especially for those people that aren't necessarily locally, you know, local or traveling down to Nashville that can't make it to a songwriter round. I get to host those up here in the Indy area from time to time, and I've just been blown away. There's just not an empty seat, and I really love it. But, yeah, my website is TraceThompson.com. Pretty easy. And all my socials, including TikTok, I am a TikToker now.
You're a TikToker, yes.
is all Trace Thompson Music.
Perfect.
You can hit all the socials there. And there's all kinds of material out there, artifacts, whatever you call that stuff, between all the pictures and videos. And it's been really neat because I'm watching fans tag me and stuff. Somebody made a TikTok with one of my songs off to get it right that I never even like did a lot with, and it was just so cool. I'm like, wait a minute, he tagged me in that, and he used Ain't Lonely Yet, which was a song that I had written, I don't know, at least six years ago.
Look at that.
And it was like, hey, and it was funny. My drummer, I love him to death, DQ, if you're listening, man, you know, we have a lot of fun in our band, but he's like, that's a cool song, right? Never heard it before.
Oh. Who that he is, yeah.
Yeah, he's the newest in the band, but he's like, that's a cool song, we should do something with that. You
know, done. Oh, that is so funny. That's awesome. How cool is that, though, that, you know, people are picking it up? And TikTok really has opened the door for a lot of that for independent artists. You know, people are able to find the songs, which I think is really cool, and then do, like, duets with, and it's pretty cool. And so I hope everyone checks you out on all of the socials and, of course, your website, TraceThompson.com, which I'd say you have, like, one of the best websites I've ever seen. It, like, includes everything. It's so organized. It's so good. It really is.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So props on that website. And I hope everyone checks it out and finds everything that you have to offer on there. And I want to switch gears one more time here because we absolutely love your wife. You know, you and your incredible wife are both life coaches. So can you tell us a little bit about first what a life coach does and how you both decided to take this incredible, incredible journey?
Ah, gotcha. So my wife, my manager, you know.
Yes.
You know, even the band refers to her as the manager, right? She'll come and tell that sound guy what he needs to do.
I love her.
It's kind of, oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
The best.
I mean, she's 5 foot tall and full of it. But no, I mean, you know, I'd love to tell you, you know, a lot about becoming, you know, a life coach. It's really... I would say the best thing that happened with that is my wife had to, you know, I was the child of the family, so to speak. So she got a lot of practice,
right.
You know, with me.
Yeah.
But it, it's really about forming healthy habits, right? Mm-hmm. And she's honestly is the expert on it. She's doing a fantastic job. She's really helped a lot of clients get a hold of their life and really, you know, just finding that happiness and, you know, getting fit and doing those things in a way that's healthy and sustainable. She has, and, you know, I'll tell you how it came to be, really.
Yeah, I
you know, we had just reached this point. We had had, you know, a couple of medical things that had happened and mm-hmm. couldn't really do everything that we wanted to. And we were really, you know, we didn't want to jump onto a diet. We didn't want to do anything. We just want to be healthy. We want to be, you know, happy and active again. Because
exactly.
We'd always have been, and we'd, you know, been blessed to make it through those medical situations, and mm-hmm. and it was like, well, here we go, right? We learned of this program and called Habits of Health, and she's like, I really need to find something new. She's a school teacher, right? So she mm-hmm. naturally has a heart for giving, and in fact, if you like see any of my give back jams, that's something that's been really cool these last few years. We do a give back jam where we help a bunch of people. She'll kind of, like, we just did one for Hands of Hope in Indiana, which helps foster an adoption,
mm-hmm.
helping those kids. And it just turned mm-hmm. into this huge thing. And she cut all the hands. For every $50 that was pledged, she cut these hands and would paste them on the wall. And I'm not kidding.
Oh.
We raised thousands. So you got a lot of hands.
That's a lot of hands.
She's got that heart that
yes.
just, she's meant to help people.
Mm-hmm.
So she really enjoyed it. And I told her, you know, she's been teaching for a while. She's been really good at it. And
mm-hmm.
she's still a teacher. But I'm like, let's find something that, you know, you can do, right, that would
mm-hmm.
help fulfill that heart and what you're, you know, God's designed you to do. And that's what this turned into. And she became certified, and she started gaining clients. And honestly, it's just really been something amazing to watch, because for her, it's all about helping the people and turning it into something else, you know, turning into, you know, meeting their goals and exceeding their goals and just finding happiness again. In fact, we've got some friends that came through, you know, her coaching. And that are coming over to the house tomorrow night just to
hang out
and have fun. So it's really built a really cool community. I'm super proud of her. You know, for me, I'm the back office guy, right?
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm the support system. She's a lot prettier than I am anyway, so she's the face.
Y'all are like couple goals, I'm telling you. I think y'all are amazing, and I love that she's able to put that passion into something that, you know, helps so many people, but also she enjoys it as well. And I know she's making a huge impact on so many people's lives. So I think that's just amazing.
Yeah, certainly. You know, anybody that's out there listening, feel free to reach out.
Yeah.
You know, she's doing a great job, and I can't wait to see where she goes with this.
Sure.
But I appreciate you asking. By the way, it was Vito's birthday.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what all did you end up doing? Get that set up for Dad, right?
Yes. Well, we made his favorite meal. He loves steak and mashed potatoes and we made a whole spread for him, Matt and I. So, so he had a good birthday. We went out just to one of his favorite places. He loves like sports, like stores and stuff, I guess you would call it. I don't know. So he likes sporty stuff. So we did some of that. And then, you know, the big meal shebang at the end there. But yes, I hope he had a good birthday. I hope so. But yes, thank you. But yes, thank you. And you know, you are incredible in what you're doing, and you and your wife both. And I'm just so excited to see where this takes the both of you. I'm excited to see the journey. And, you know, we are fans over here, so we're excited to see where this all takes you. And I'm so excited for you guys. Thrilled.
Well, you've already taken us to, you know, levels that we never could have possibly thought of. And you're going to continue to do that for so many. And these younger artists, you know what, if they want someone to mentor and write, no, just because I release my own stuff doesn't mean I'm not willing to help. You can reach out to Jackson and a few others. I, you know, young or old, I don't really care. I love music, but you, my dear, and what your beautiful mother's doing, Tina Marie and Vito, and of course Matt, right?
Come on.
You took this from, you know, a little bit, in the humble, you know, a humble setup, right?
Yes, very.
you're hosting in the Opry, the Grand Old Opry.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got JMA Fest going in one of the coolest parking lots in Northern Nashville. I can't wait. I'm there.
Oh, well.
Hey, I'm already booked. I've already bought my Opry tickets. I can't wait to see this thing.
I love it. I'm so excited. I mean, what a incredible venue, right? First off, I mean, history and like, oh my goodness, I can't say enough of it. But it's going to be so much fun. It really is. And I'm so excited. I'm going to see y'all again this year. So October, I literally can't wait for it. I want it to kind of just speed forward here. I want to go to October. But I'm so excited to see you guys. And thank you so, so much for just always, you know, supporting the sweet words. We just think the world of both of you. And I have a fun question before we play your song, because I know people are going to want to hear the song. So I promise you we're going to play it. I just have one more little fun question. Are you ready?
I am as ready as I'm going to be.
Okay. Nothing too crazy, I promise you. But I wanted to ask you, because you do live shows. So I want to ask you if you've ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you can recall, something that you think go well live and in person. It happens.
I'm sorry. Oh, man. I gotta pick one. Jeez.
That's hilarious.
I had one moment that did stop the show, and then I'll give you two, right?
Okay.
Because they're kind of short. So one, if Jason, my lead guitarist, was here, he still kids me about this to this day. But we were playing a show. And it was just kind of a broke down set, you know, more of acoustic. So we were sitting and this inebriated woman comes up to the stage, and she really didn't have anything to say. It was very laborious, right? It was very hard for her to get her words out. And she kind of leans over, and I'm singing a song, playing my guitar, and Jason's right there, and she goes, "You're so hot."
Oh.
And she spilled her beer all over my guitar processor, down my leg.
Oh, no.
You know. Oh, yeah. So that's the big joke, right? So whenever I see Jason, I'm so hot.
I can see it. I can see him like, "You're so hot, buddy." I can see it. Oh, Lord.
There are moments. But I'll give you one, a story with Dana.
Okay.
I was doing a round show, right? A songwriter round show with a buddy of mine, and it seems to be a theme here as I'm talking about it. But there were a group of inebriated women at this point.
Oh no!
that were in front of us, and my buddy who's up there with me, he's single, right? So it's like, yeah, there you go. And Dana, she's sitting at a table, like literally like within eyeshot of me.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're dancing and they're flirting. And I've reached a point in my life at number one. It's like, you know, this is going nowhere good. So I know how to like look it off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stage, you know how to look it off and realize there's no interest, there's no opportunity, just go away. But when you're drunk, you kind of have superpowers, right? You think a lot of things that you shouldn't. So they were in that state, and
oh gosh,
one girl reached up and like ran her hand down my thigh, and I literally thought all 5'2" of my beautiful wife was she's gonna turn into She-Hulk or something.
She was,
and so I literally stopped the song I was performing right there, and you know, being somewhat quick-witted occasionally. I said, "I want to dedicate this next song to my beautiful wife. I wrote it about her. She's sitting right over there." And I started right in on that song. And, you know, I kind of defused the situation. Nobody went to jail, and I got a good story out of it.
Genius. And you saved your wife on bail. See, you are. I loved it. You did well.
It's funny. But, yeah, I'm sure
so
there's
funny.
Plenty of others. But, you know, that's for another time.
Yes.
I appreciate the question.
Yes, thank you for answering. Target. Oh, that is hilarious. Yeah, I mean, that happens a lot. I know Matt's had a lot of situations too, and but that's a really great. That's a great way to kind of diffuse the situation without it going too crazy. So see, everybody that's a musician out there, pens and papers, learn from that. That was a really good idea for sure.
The good news is you're still attractive. The bad news is that you're not available, right?
Yes.
So go away.
Yes.
No, I'm not available. Go away.
Yes, exactly. All right. Let's stop this now. That's hilarious. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing both of those. And we are going to play No More right now, but thank you so much, Trace, for joining me. And please come back on, okay? Anytime.
Oh, I will. And I appreciate it. And thank you for spinning it and putting it in your rotation. That means the world to me.
Anytime. Thank you so much. Trace Thompson, everyone, please make sure you check him out at TraceThompson.com, along with everywhere he is. He's on all the socials. Just type in Trace Thompson Music, and he will pop right up. Thanks again, Trace.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Here is No More. Enjoy. Have a great night, everybody.
I remember it all from the last time. The last time left me wondering why, and so I'm counting on you to follow through with what you said. 'Cause girl, I'm hanging on by a thread. You said you ain't gonna take it.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.